Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Fake deaths. People who fake their own deaths and the reasons behind it. Every day, newspapers are filled with stories of people who've died. But sometimes, the deaths aren't for real. They're fake. For some people, faking your own death is a way of making money. One of the most famous recent cases was that of John Darwin. He was apparently killed in a canoeing accident off the coast of Hartlepool in the north of England. An extensive search found the wreckage of his canoe, but no John. Later, his wife, Anne Darwin, collected a life insurance payment of £150,000. But it was all a trick, and both John and Anne used the insurance money to buy a hotel in Panama. Ironically, they also wanted to organise canoeing holidays. They were eventually caught after pictures of them together in Panama were discovered. For others, a fake death is the perfect way to escape a complicated life. Take the case of Keith Brigand. Keith, 21, is the father of 14 children with more than 8 different women. With mounting debts and huge maintenance payments to pay, Keith decided that his life was just too much hassle. First, he tried running away to Scotland. However, he soon came back after he ran out of money and couldn't find a job. Another time, he told everyone that he'd emigrated to Spain. But days later, one of his exes found him living in a shed in his mum's garden. Eventually, he decided to fake his own death. Using a friend's mobile phone, he sent a simple text message: "Keith is dead." It worked for a while, but once again, he was discovered in his mum's house. One of the most famous historical figures to fake his own death was Lord Timothy Dexter. He was an eccentric American businessman who began his working life at the age of 8 as a farm labourer. In 1769, he moved to Newburyport, Massachusetts, where he met and married a rich widow, Elizabeth Frothingham. He was famous for being lucky in business. For example, he once managed to export coal to Newcastle, a coal mining district in England, which is the equivalent of exporting sand to Arabia, olive oil to Greece, or snow to Alaska. However, luckily for him, his ships arrived during a coal miner's strike, so many people were actually desperate for his coal. At the age of 50, he decided to write a book, A Pickle for the Knowing Ones, or Plain Truth in a Homespun Dress. It mostly consisted of ramblings about himself, politicians, and his wife, and had absolutely no punctuation, which made it extremely difficult to read. However, Dexter gave the book away for free, and it became popular, eventually running into 8 editions. One day, Dexter decided he wanted to know what people would say about him after he died. So he prepared a funeral and then faked his own death. About 3,000 people appeared for the wake. The plan was to make a dramatic entrance. However, he decided against this after seeing that his wife wasn't crying. Timothy Dexter eventually died, for real, in 1806. Sometimes a real death can be mistaken for a fake one. Die-hard fans of Elvis Presley are convinced that he never died in 1977, but went into hiding and remains alive to this day. Over the years, there have been frequent sightings of him. Similarly, some of Michael Jackson's fans say that the superstar faked his own death to escape the pressures of life in a fishbowl, and that he's now living in an undisclosed location in Eastern Europe, possibly Hungary. Whatever next.
For as much as it has pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground.